Good afternoon, and welcome to episode of the Ad Drop Podcast. We continue our spin through the world of college sports. I'm joined by the North Park University head men's basketball coach, Sean Smith. Good afternoon, coach. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Not bad, not bad. Now, when did you know that basketball was going to be your path?
It's a great question. I played basketball from, a young age. Growing up playing in the park and rec leagues and then getting into the A in high school. Always had a passion for the game. Loved it. Ended up playing in college for 4 years. Had some success there. And I really thought I was done after that. But then, as the year went on, I thought more and more about how big of an impact my coaches had on me as a young man. And kind of how I wanted to give back and be that coach to other young men as we forward. So I would say probably my junior, senior year in college, I knew that basketball would play a pretty major part of my life.
Now, I ask this of every basketball coach. Right now, do you think you could go out and give us like a couple of buckets if you had to?
Oh yeah, for sure. Depending on who, I guess. Yeah, depending on who we're playing, but I think I can get a bucket or two still.
Now, you went to Trinity International. What was it about TIU that brought you there?
Lot of things. I'm a big man of faith, and so Trinity was, a Christian school. I could grow not only as a basketball player but as a man, in my faith, and so that was a big part of it. It was close to home. Grew up in a single parent household, so it was really important to me to be somewhere where my mom could come see me play. She was one of my biggest supporters. So those two things, and then being able to play at the scholarship level is something I was really excited about. So Trinity was great for my time, for who I was at that age and time.
Now, you were a three-time captain. How does being a captain on the court translate to being a leader of men as far as a coach on the sidelines?
Yeah, I think leadership is a gift, from God, and important to steward right. And so, as a captain, you're kind of the coach on the floor in a lot of ways. At least that's how our coach at Trinity, Boomer Roberts, treated it. You are kind of an extension of him on the floor, and so you got to be in sync with your coach, and that translates to being in sync with your staff. Now, as a head coach, you got to be able to communicate with multiple different players and people and backgrounds. That was one of the things I loved about Trinity. Our team is so diverse and so multicultural that we have people from all walks of life, all different races and backgrounds. And so being able to kind of learn that skill as a captain of how to interact with everybody, whether you had something in common or whether you didn't, plays huge dividends today for myself as a coach, to be able to kind of meet with where people, where they're at, no matter where they come from. To try to find that common point and to kind of build trust and relationships off that. And as a captain, you have to do that, and even more so as a coach.
Now, was it difficult making the transition from player to coach?
Not really. It was because I coached in high school first, so there was kind of at least a decent age gap for me to kind of feel like I had some responsibility to kind of pull away. And so it was not that difficult. It's definitely a different mindset. You definitely have to realize that all eyes are on you, the things you say, the way you act, the way you respond to certain things. Like as a coach, you're setting the tenor for the whole team. So you can't respond the same way maybe as a player. Or you'll get maybe not the results you're looking for. So I don't think it was that difficult. I think partly because of the captain on the floor and how often I did that at Trinity. I think it was kind of a natural progression for me.
How long did it take you to take the sneakers out the trunk?
As a coach,
Yep.
maybe a week. So that
Wow.
was definitely it wasn't long. And it was fun to play, especially right when I graduated college. I was still in pretty great shape, and I was coaching a bunch of high school kids, and had to show him that coach knew a little bit of something about what he was talking about. So we like to play with our guys for sure at that level in high school.
Is there one particular concept or principle that you learned as a player that you look back on as a coach, say, you know what, my coach was right?
Yeah, I think one of the things that Boomer Roberts taught everybody that played for him at Trinity, and that still holds true to this day, is just the idea of mental toughness, about the idea of controlling what you can control. Game of basketball has a lot of ups and downs. There's winning streaks, losing streaks, runs in games. There's times when things are great, times when things are not so great. That's the game of life too, and he did a really good job teaching us through the game of basketball of it's really about your mindset, right? You can be a guy that's half full glass half full or glass half empty, and just having a positive mindset about everything and trying to attack it. And life's gonna have its ups and downs as well. So you continue to have the mental fortitude and the mental toughness to push through those things, to control what you can control, and to be the best version of yourself every day. Those are the things that I remember a lot of Coach Boomer teaching us, and something that I kind of hold true today as a father and as a coach. I'm teaching my kids at home and the young men I get to coach at the college.
When you accepted the job at North Park, two-part question. What was the first thing that crossed your mind when you accepted the job? And two, how'd you celebrate?
Great question. It was definitely first thing across my mind was what a blessing, dream come true. Once I set out to be a coach, my dream was always to be a head college basketball coach. So I was very thankful to God for the opportunity. We celebrated by starting to pack, really. We had to move a couple hours south from where we lived, and was just spend some time with my wife that night. We just thought back about the process it took us to get there and how exciting it was for us and our family at that time. So definitely first thing that came to my mind was just thankfulness that God had chosen me to be in this position.
What was the first thing that you did when you got into your new office? Like the first, did you hang up pictures? Did you just sit and reflect? What was your first act, official act as men's basketball coach?
Think the first thing I did was try to assemble my staff. So make calls to a couple people that I knew I wanted to hire. Tried to get that locked down. And I think the next thing was right onto the recruiting trail and making sure we had the players and they had the ability to help us compete on a national level, which we wanted to do. So definitely the first thing I did as soon as I got the job, this was make calls about who I can hire on my staff.
When we come back from break, I want to talk more about the last season and the upcoming season, and kind of where you see the team going. That's after break. You're listening to the AdDrop podcast on the FPC Radio Network. We are back with AdDrop podcast. Terrence Biggs, Sean Smith, the head coach of North Park University. Coach, when we look at last season, the team definitely had success where getting to the Sweet 16 for the first time in over 30 years, about 35-ish. What is the one lesson that you will take from this past season that will help you in this season?
Yeah, I think something that we really talked about early with our guys is just being a family. We brought in nine transfers last year. We had a whole brand new staff, whole brand new team, a couple returners, and just something that we stressed from day one is you got to be all in. And you got to be all into what we call our family, right? We spend so much time as a college basketball program together, that it really is important that you do a great job of bringing the right people in and that you enjoy spending time with and that they enjoy spending time together. And so that was the biggest thing I think we learned this year is just the camaraderie that our guys had. I know from the outside looking in, and this it kind of went the other way too, but everybody, thinking nine transfers can fall apart real quick. Our guys were just so humble and just worked so hard. A lot of them came from different programs or maybe here or even some of our freshmen that we brought in that maybe had different expectations for themselves. Everybody just played their role. And so one of the things that I guess cemented in my mind as a coach is how important the culture of the program is and how hard you have to fight for that every day. It's not just here's our culture and everybody believes it. And so you got to fight for that every day. We talk about the guys making sure that we fight for the culture that we want, the championship aspirations that we have. It's not something that's given, but it's something that's like that.
One of the things I notice most when we look at the stats is your defense was able to force almost 20 turnovers a game. As a former basketball player, is a defensive mentality taught? Is it born, or is it a combination of both?
I think it's a both. We talk all the time with our guys. Defense is a pride thing, right? There's guys that have better ability to jump higher, to block shots. But we talk about in our program, it's a pride thing. Like, are you going to have enough pride to keep the guy in front of you from scoring? Are you going to have pride to be in the right spot from the help side defense to help your teammates, brother, to have your brothers and teammates back? So the way we play, we press the whole game. It's very chaotic. It's the way we love playing. And so I think it's definitely a mix. There's some guys that are born more naturally defensively gifted. But it's a mindset again for us too of just having pride to make stops, to get as many stops as possible in the row, and to kind of play through that.
Now, who are three players that, when you look at it, that people should look out for this year as far as being very productive and contributing to the success of the team?
Yeah, it's a great question. We'll return both our first team all league guards, all region guards. So Shamar Pumphrey is returning for his fifth year, and then Colton Van Lien, who was our leading scorer last year, are both back. So what our backcourt's back, which is very, very, very exciting. And then, you know, I'm really looking forward to a couple of our guys making big jumps in the offseason. I know how hard they're working now on their own and getting better. And I think the third guy I would mention is Quillen Dixon, and his stats don't always speak to the volume that he has on our program, but he's definitely one of our best defenders, one of our best leaders. Towards the end of the year, really got it going offensively and won those massive games in the conference tournament and in the national tournament. So those would be the three guys that for sure, if they come back and have the seasons that we expect them to, we should be right back in the league.
When you're not on the court, when you're not recruiting or even in the office, how do you get away from the game?
Yeah, I got three little kids at home, so they get me away from the game pretty easily. I have a 4-year-old daughter who's about to be five, a 3-year-old daughter, and a 1-year-old boy. So I spend a lot of time with my family. I'm a big family guy. You know, just family walks, just being dad, really. I'm teaching them right now how to learn.
As a basketball fan, and just as someone who's in the game, why do you think there are so many people who are either in the pro Jordan or pro LeBron camp, but they can't see the other's greatness?
That's a great question. I think everybody, I think that's just our culture today. Everybody wants to be right. Everybody, you can find stats to back up anything you say. And so I think that's just a lot of our culture today of, you know, no, I'm pro Jordan because X, Y, and Z, and then the complete opposite side, and both have great arguments. But I think that's just our culture. You want to be right. You're not very wrong. No one's very wrong these days.
Right now, in your opinion, who's the best basketball player in the NBA right now?
Right now, great question. Wow, I would have to go with probably Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Agree.
Would be the guy that I would say right now. He's the best player overall, for sure.
I definitely agree. Now, last question. As we're working in a school in Chicago, I'm sure you've had great Chicago food. Where is the best place you've had food in that town, and what's on your plate?
That's a great question. There's a lot of different options in the city of Chicago. Obviously, it's one of the best food cuisine spots in the nation. One of my favorite spots is this South African joint called Nando's. It's in the Loop and on the west side, and it's really good. It's like chicken, rice, kebabs, with some pita bread. It's really hard to beat anytime I get a chance or anything. I'm stopping at Nando's for sure.
Nolan Smith, the head coach of North Park, North Park University men's basketball. Coach Smith, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Add Drop Podcast.
I appreciate you.